This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we got into the Hegelian dialectic of the left and right being controlled by the Illuminati, who are not Jewish or German or Chinese, but are Satanists. And they use these different left-wing, right-wing, Jew, Gentile terms to confuse and manipulate us, whereas at the top, it doesn't matter if you're Arnold Schwarzenegger or Tony Blair, you're a servant of the New World Order. I know we've got loaded phones, Dave, Bob, Bill, and a bunch of Mike and Sandy and just a bunch of other people that are patiently holding. We'll get to your calls coming up here in the next segment. I got a bunch of news I want to throw out at Professor Tex Mars. People said, why do you call him Professor Tex Mars? Because, well, he was a professor at UT in space and aeronautics, and he wrote a bunch of best-selling books on science and technology and on how to take the military exams. And that's a side of Tex a lot of people don't know about. He wrote a best-selling book about robotics. And he wrote a book in 1996. Well, it was published in 96. Wrote it in 95 that I'm not carrying yet, but I am going to be carrying by the end of the week because it's so incredible. I reread it. Project Lucid, where he talks about the implantable chip, shows them the RFID tracker chips, the plan to control us, everything that's now happened. I mean, you want to convince somebody, you know, here's a 7-plus-year-old book and it's all come true. I mean, you can read that and know what's going to happen in a year from now. Just amazing. So that's why I respect Tex so much. And Tex has been out there fighting evil for a long time, and he's found out just how deep the rabbit hole goes. We're always breaking down through new levels of it. I got a bunch of news I want to throw out at Tex. One of them is, because there's probably nobody out there that studied the occult more in a factual basis than Tex, Mars coming so close to the Earth than it has in 60,000 years. And folks, I don't believe in astrology. Tex doesn't believe in astrology. But the globalists do, whether it's Nancy Reagan or Hillary Clinton. They're all deeply involved in the occult. Bohemian Grove or Schwarzenegger, the Nazi. I'll say it. He is a Nazi. He said he loves Hitler. We stand against Hitler here on this show. Even if Rabbi Hare wants to say that's anti-Semitic, over at the Simon Wiesenthal Center and wants to defend that bucket of evil that is Arnold Schwarzenegger. But Tex, we're about to break here, but and I got a bunch of issues I want to bring up, the power outage and the rest of it. But right now, Mars being so close to Earth.
It's a very interesting thing, and of course, this phenomenon, they say this is in thousands of years, Mars has never been closer. Mars in the occult astrological world is known as the god of war. And you say, well, that's old junk. Who cares, the god of war, Mars? But listen to me very carefully. The occultists of the Illuminati, they believe in this, and they believe in rituals, and they believe in propitiating and appeasing the gods who they know are devils. And each one of these planetary deities, Mars and the others, Venus and so forth, there's a devil that stands behind them and represents them, and they are actually sacrificing to that devil. So there's no doubt at all. For example, this electrical spike that occurred, and now they're trying to blame it on the poor little Ohio network before it was maybe up in Ottawa. But I don't have any doubt that they used some kind of electronic system or whatever, a device to cause this big blackout. They're preparing us all, and they're doing this as a measure of sacrifice for their demon gods. Remember, Mars is known as the Red Planet, the planet of blood. And you mentioned Moloch, the one that they worship in the Bohemian Grove meetings. And, of course, that was Marduk, also known as Mars.
It's the god of war, folks. And these people are totally obsessed with it. The 27th, 7 days away. closest to Earth it's been in 60,000 years. There's no telling what these psychopaths are going to do.
Americans, are you fed up with Big Brother watching you like a hawk? Have you ever asked yourself why you're being tracked, categorized, numbered, classified, registered, and licensed by the government? Would you like to make your assets vanish before the eyes of those who want to grab them, but still have them safe and sound? How about operating a business in a way that makes earnings tax-exempt? Maybe you'd like to be lawsuit-proof. Well, there is a way. And it protects your stuff from greedy lawyers, grasping relatives, and the government, especially the IRS. It's a unique instrument valid everywhere in the world where the right to contract is accepted, which has protected Americans for over 230 years and is specifically guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution. You don't have to go offshore to do it either. This is safe, secure, and domestic. To get full details, and I do mean full details, get on the internet and go to either puretrust.com or puretrust.net. That's puretrust, one word, puretrust.com or puretrust.net.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We know Franklin Delano Roosevelt of the opium supply left 7,000 men, women, and children, civilians, in the Philippines, and his now declassified document signed by him said that he wanted them to be captured so that on newsreels they could talk about the Japanese have our women and children. This is how cold-blooded they are. This is how murderous they are. And so, and over half of them died, more than the people that died in the World Trade Centers and Pentagon. They admit in BBC just a month ago that the British government, yeah, into the mid-80s, they'd have U.S. and British soldiers stand out under jets that would fly over helicopters, spray them with stuff, kill them, and that, yeah, no one's going to be charged. Horton Down was acting under orders. This is how ruthless they are. We have Dr. Henry Kissinger's eugenics program funded, and where the IMF and World Bank told the Third World, you don't get any money unless you sterilize half your women. This is all admitted. You need to realize how cunning and evil the globalists are, folks, and how they've got evil people in charge of every country in the world. Now, we're talking to Professor Tex Mars, and we're an incredible occult researcher, space and aeronautics professor, Air Force officer, good friend of mine, and We're going to go to your calls here in a few minutes. I know there's a lot of you, but I want to get back into Here Comes Mars, Earth's closest matchup with the red planet. Will happen August 27th. In all recorded human history, it is only the Earth civilization of 2003 that can claim a close encounter of the red kind. And despite the age-old tales of little green men from Mars, there is nothing to worry about, says Linda Spark, who chairs the University of Wisconsin-Madison Astronomy Department. It's not going to attack, as she explained in her down-to-earth way. It's quite safe. Now, let me stop right there. In the new book, Order Out of Chaos, we talk about Orson Welles, and he does this War of the Worlds mind control test to see how they can create hysteria. Well, that's what September 11th is, a real attack to create hysteria to then get a response towards the police state. And in that, it is Mars that attacks us. And so this, going back into all the cultures, it's the god of blood, the god of war, the god of Moloch, which we know world leaders worship. So Tex and I don't believe in astrology or all this stuff, but world leaders do. You know about them all with their astrologers, and again, I already mentioned that. So, Tex, we've already seen a lot of weird stuff going on. We've got a new sniper, got the power outage, which they're now getting more police state out of. We've got them launching all these new wars and invasions, all in this year of Mars. Go ahead.
Well, you're right about Mars, and I believe they're going to have sacrifice to Mars. Now, one of the things that I believe is, I'm convinced, is ahead. And here's what they're doing. The Israel government and the U.S. government are working together to bring about a horrible change in our Constitution. Now, people need to know. I'm looking at the Haaretz a press release from the Haaretz. That's a daily newspaper, one of the most popular daily newspapers over in Israel. And their headline is, U.S. dithers over Israeli proposal for treaty against suicide bombing. Here's what has happened. The nation of Israel has come up with a treaty, an anti-terrorism treaty, that will, quote, and they actually admitted here, impose restrictions on the freedom of expression. They say the treaty will cover a legal void, and what it will do, it will ban incitement of people to commit terror. For example, you cannot discuss in a pejorative, in other words, a negative way, any racial or ethnic group, for example. And if you do, and you call somebody, you incite them. In other words, for example, you it may be that you're inciting people against Schwarzenegger. You're inciting people against George W. Bush by exposing his skull and bones.
Yeah, I'm exposing how Schwarzenegger says he, quote, loves Hitler, wants
right.
to be a dictator, hates Jesus. Wait.
Well, now, if somebody went and killed Schwarzenegger, you know, God forbid the thought, neither you nor I would want such a thing, then you could be, saying, well, it could be that they would say, well, I heard this on the Alex Jones.
Well, they already tried that once with their agent at the Grove.
Yeah.
They already kind of set that up.
That's what they're going to set up.
When they sent that special forces guy in there. Now, Texas is very important because I want to give some background to this. I had the BBC reporter on, the host of One Man and His Dog, Rural Affairs Show, and we had the BBC article. It's in the audio section of PrisonPlanet.com. You just scroll down to the audio section of it, and then there's a BBC article. The head of Scotland Yard Diversity Unit said, he said the word homosexual, that is hateful. That hurts people's feelings, so he was arrested. And we have in Pennsylvania, Mark Swiker, the Republican governor, passing a law where you can be fined or arrested if you read passages out of the Old Testament that are considered to be anti-homosexual. So we do see this, and see, they can have their reason, oh, well, we can't have people inciting these suicide bombings, which are terrible, but so now let's restrict everybody's First Amendment. Go ahead.
Well, Mel Gibson, for example, if this treaty is passed, if Mel Gibson had not decided to cut out those parts of that movie, and then he could be blamed. In fact, it says here that if a suicide in this if a proposed United Nations treaty, that if somebody incites a suicide bomber, for example, if they were, it could be claimed that Mel Gibson incited people to hate the Jews by showing how they cried out, "Give us Barabbas and crucify him," and thus Mel Gibson is guilty of a hate crime by having that movie. And on another thing, if a pastor preached from any of the four Gospels in the Bible and quoted those passages, then he also would be a hate criminal.
Now, so, that's another BBC headline. You remember 2 years ago, Mr. Biggles and New Testament may be banned. Mr. Biggles is a children's comic book character from World War One. He says bad things about Germans. And then the New Testament, Jesus says to the Pharisees, you're bad, and there is a move in Europe to ban reading those passages. Now folks,
right.
This is official.
Already there are a number of Jewish groups that I know of. In fact, they just put out a new book claiming that the New Testament itself is irredeemable. It's got to be done away with because there are too many passages that talk about the Jews. For example, Jesus told the Jews of his day, the Pharisees, you are of your father the devil. These things cannot be allowed. They are anti-Semitic, and so they're going to have to get rid of the entire New Testament.
But that was Christ saying that to the Pharisees, that class, that elite caste. That's like when I say Bush is of the devil. Does that mean I'm anti-British?
Well, no, but the problem is that the rabbis, even the rabbis today, would tell you basically that Judaism is indeed Phariseeism. It has the very same characteristics, and it basically promotes the Talmud rather than the Old Testament. So they would claim then that it is anti-Semitic. Now, here's what I think is going to happen, Alex.
Well, let me stop you again, because
okay.
Rabbi Hare, the guy that says Arnold's a great guy and not bad, when he says he loves Hitler and admires dictators and doesn't like Jesus. He said that in his book, Evolution of a Bodybuilder, that he despises Christians and how dumb they are. Funny, interesting guy, Arnold. All that's okay, but Gibson's film would, quote, already was inciting violence. No one had seen it, but it was already inciting violence.
Oh, yeah. The ADL has said that it is an anti-Semitic film before they ever saw the film. But here's the connection with Big Brother's concentration camp police state program. First, I believe what we're going to have is another terrorist incident, a horrible one. It may be somewhat on the lines of a 9/11. I don't know what format it's going to take, Alex, and I know you and I have our suspicions. However, I believe that it will be done by some group, and then they will claim, for example, that a nationalist, a person who is a patriot, like a Tex Mars.
I've said it over and over again. It's just like with Oklahoma City. They said it was all talk radio.
All talk radio. They will say this guy was incited. We found a book or a video by Alex Jones in his apartment. He's Tex Mars did this video, Masonic Lodge over Jerusalem, and that's why this guy wanted to kill a bunch of Jews. And so they'll go on and on, and then they'll say, but thank God we have this treaty awaiting. Already Israel has proposed this treaty to ban hate speech and to put restrictions, good restrictions, on the freedom of speech and freedom of expression.
Well, there's now been calls on the news for that across the board.
Absolutely. So now the problem is, as I read this Haaretz article, Alex, it says here that the American administration is now concerned, though, and they don't know how to get around the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. In other words, they're saying we want to approve this treaty. Other nations, Russia, Turkey, India, Australia, Norway, have already said they would go along with it. To knock out. In other words, you and I would have to be off the radio. We could. Everybody listening would not. We would be called hate speakers. In fact, we would be going to prison for 50 years under this new treaty. But they can't do it right now. They need another.
And by the way, there's 9/11. Extradition deals. There's extradition deals with Russia and the Netherlands and in Israel, so they can come grab us and haul us over there to a kangaroo court.
And now they have the International Criminal Court,
which in the last month the entire Supreme Court has said they back following orders from that court.
And it is, of course, satanic. It has three levels with six judges at each level. That means 666. Everything is set up. Even this Mars thing. I don't believe at all that Mars hasn't been this brilliant for 60,000 years. That number six keeps creeping up. And these people just throw those kinds of things in. It's sort of like a magic code. that they have.
Well, they always tell us what they'll do to us beforehand.
That's right.
We'll go to calls when we get back. It's just out of control.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Our founding fathers wrote down for all time our most precious documents of freedom: the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. These are the purest forms of our country's freedom before the thousands of politicians got their hands on them. The Declaration in Washington, D.C. can barely be read. It has faded that much. Now is your chance and your patriotic duty to have it in your home or office. We bring them to you by using an 11-step process, reproducing these historic documents in exacting detail on antiqued parchment paper all ready for framing. But you don't just get the Declaration, which sells for over $100 when framed, but all four documents for just $24.95, shipping included. And as a special gift for ordering now, you will also receive a commemorative U.S. Constitution proof silver dollar with your order. Call now toll-free 800-686-2237 and order the Documents of Freedom. Don't wait. Do it today. The number 800-686-2237.
Maca is a small turnip-like root plant that grows at 12 to 14,000 feet on the Andes Mountains in Peru. The tuberous plant benefits from the purest air, sunlight, and rain in the world. Only recently has science discovered that maca is a living storehouse with an extraordinary range of vitamins, minerals, and sterols. Research has indicated both men and women can benefit from maca supplementation with increased energy, stamina, and endurance levels, increased libido, which helps prevent impotence, relief of menopausal, premenstrual, and PMS discomfort, helps relieve or eliminate hot flashes and night sweats. It also helps prevent osteoporosis and joint pain. Get your maca from Cliff Scott Enterprises at a price and quality that few can match, because we get our maca fresh from the growers in Peru. Call 800-569-4340 for incredible savings. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
All right, we've had folks holding for an hour. I know a lot of you dropped off. The phones are loaded up again. We're going to go to your calls right now. But one last point about this Mars being in opposition to the Earth and the closest in 60,000 years. And I don't buy that for a minute either, but it is quite large. I was down at the coast this weekend. I mean, that thing was big. It continues. In fact, because of the proximity, NASA has launched two Mars rover spacecraft of its own. And, Tex, do you know the names of the spacecraft?
I can't remember. Refresh my memory here.
Spirit. And Opportunity.
Spirit and Opportunity, huh?
Yeah, and to take advantage
continues, of this celestial good fortune. Oh, good fortune. Spirit launch from Cape Canaveral, Florida, June 10th, and will arrive at Mars January 4th, 04. Opportunity was launched July 7th and will arrive January 25th, 04. Just it goes on and on.
Of course, again, being a numerologist as I am and studying occult numerology, I can see even some possibilities in there. The first one, that date translates into a new, what they call a new beginning. The second one is actually replacement of God. And so, opportunity, spirit would be a new beginning, and opportunity would be the replacement of God. So there's the space program, of course, has been designed as an occultic tool ever since its inception, bringing over the Nazis, Wernher von Braun, and others to run it, for example.
And Joseph Mengele with all their mind control. Let's take some calls, folks. I want to thank you for holding. Dave in Colorado. Go ahead, Dave.
Oh, hi. Hey, I don't know about you, but I got my Slim Whitman records ready to go.
Is that right?
I'm talking about that Slim movie Whitman. Mars Attacks, where they play the record.
Yeah.
Anyway, I kind of think of your what your show is and your videos sort of as, do you ever see the movie They Live?
You're kind of muffled, sir. Talk right
on
your phone.
Sorry. Did you ever see the movie They Live?
Yes, with Rowdy Piper. It is.
Yeah,
it's a film by, what's his name? But, yes, I have seen it where you put the sunglasses on, you can see the real world.
So what I'm trying to do with your tapes, I kind of think of it as I get the people to put the glasses on.
Remember, well, that's it.
That's
a good analogy. The films of the sunglasses help us distribute them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's what I've been doing, man. So, I can only do what I can do. And then, it's just pretty frustrating when people say, oh, well, what are you going to do? So I don't like that.
What type of effect are the films having on people that see them?
Some of them, a few people that I've given them to is like, they're going to do the same thing. It's like, okay, I'm with you. I'm going to make copies and give them, I'm going to give them, like, if everyone I gave them to just made, like, three copies, give them to three people, sort of a pay it forward type thing, I mean, if that would happen, but it's a varied reaction. Some people are really passionate about it, and some people just like, oh, I don't know.
Well, see, 5% of the people won the Revolutionary War. We don't need the majority. Same thing in Christ's day. I mean, that was one man with 12 disciples. Text, comments on that?
Yeah, you're right. Jesus had 12, and one of them was a devil and a betrayer. So you got a few of those in the patriot ranks sometime, too, but we've just got to keep going forward, don't we?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And my comment there is that, take the lion's den. I mean, that was just a few people there. I mean, over and over again, it's a minority in history that changes things. And the globalists know that. That's why they're so afraid of Tex Mars and Alex Jones.
Alex, I think I have the answer to that. We were talking here about this treaty. This treaty is to put the Alex Joneses of this world, their precious few of you, out of business. This new treaty that will ban incitement of terror. I mean, you're causing people to be terroristic and to hate their governments and such. I was reading recently, and this is in the USA Today. I kept an old article, May 29, 1998. In Pravda was the mouthpiece of the Communist Party and of the Soviet government. When you visited the building that Pravda was and its reporters and such, its editors were housed in, they actually, and they still have this today, there are words chiseled into stone in the newsroom wall. And so the reporters, the editors, every day when they went in there, these were the words chiseled into stone. And I'd like to read it just real quickly. It's just a couple of sentences.
Sure.
It's a quote from Vladimir Lenin, dated 1920. Now, remember, this was the guidelines then for the Pravda. And that very word, by the way, means truth.
Truth, right. Truth.
In Russian. And here's what they read every day when they went to work. It says, why should freedom of speech and freedom of the press be allowed? Why should a government, which is doing what it believes right, allow itself to be criticized? It would not allow opposition by lethal weapons, and ideas are more fatal than guns.
There you go. So that's what they're setting up. The neocons are all Trotskyites. We'll be right back. More calls with Tex Mars.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from
481-9858. 800-481-9858. That's 800-481-9858.
Standing up against the Nazis, the communists, the New World Order. If somebody's doing evil or trying to destroy our liberties and freedoms, we will expose them Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 and back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. This show goes out on the AM and FM dial. A growing list of wonderful affiliates, and I want to thank all those great stations that carry us. Our new stations in Rhode Island, Colorado, Oregon, Texas. Just a lot of great new affiliates. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for helping us reach millions of people. We simulcast at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And on Global Shortwave during the day from 11 to 2 at 12.172 and 9320. And at night from 9 to midnight at 5.085 and 6890. We're joined by Professor Tex Mars. And we're about to go to Bill and Cheryl and Fred and Steve. And I appreciate Tex staying with us for the rest of the show. I also want to throw out a few of these other news items at Tex and get his expert comment on them. Bill in Ohio, you're on the air. You know, before we do that, we're going to you just a second, Bill. Sorry, I forgot about this because I want to make Tex plug his free newsletter, which is always concentrated, focused, key, insightful information, and some of his films and best-selling books. Tex, how do folks get one of your free newsletters?
Sure, we'll be glad to give them a free sample copy of our newsletter. And all they have to do, Alex, is just write to us. Our organization is called Power of Prophecy, and we're at 1708, that's 1708 Patterson Road, Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, and the zip code is 78733. Or they can just call us and say, hey, I was just listening to Tex Mars, and I want that free newsletter. And our phone number is toll-free, so you won't have to pay for it, toll-free, 1-800-234-9673, 1-800-234-9673, and say, hey, send me the newsletter. And, of course, we have a list of a number of books and videos and tapes. In fact, we have your videos offered as well, Alex. But folks can get that free newsletter. I think this month we talk about Leviathan, the truth about the space program and the occult nature of it, and just some very shocking evidence that we have there. But every month we have a different subject.
And again, you were a UT professor that taught that stuff, so you, and Air Force officer. So, I mean, NASA is so occult, folks, and so full of Nazi paraphernalia and other evil stuff, it'll blow you away. That's 800-234-9673, 800-234-9673. And what's that mailing address again, Tex?
Yeah, it's 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. And just a little, just piece of notepad or piece of paper and say, Tex, send me a free copy of your newsletter, and we'll do that. We might even, if they want it, they want a full catalog of our products, they can get that. And by the way, if they're calling, I see our phones just lit up here. They may want to call a little bit later on after your program. Don't be calling up during it because it seems like they're all lit up and they may not be able to get through, but just keep trying during the work day. We'll have a very friendly receptionist.
And if folks hear this, you know, rebroadcast overnight in the middle of the night, want to call, just write down the number, call in the morning, or 800-234-9673, 800-234-9673, and give that mailing address out again one more time, Tex.
Yeah, the mailing address is 1708 Patterson Road. Address to Tex Mars or to Power Prophecy. 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. By the way, you know, you talked about Barry Hamish, who was on your program, the Israeli investigator and writer.
About how they killed, how Mossad killed Yitzhak Rabin.
Yeah, that's right, and he's done a good job in that. I think Barry is probably the only other guy in the world who's done an equivalent amount of research. I don't know if he's done as much as me, but maybe, who knows, on the Masonic Lodge and the high-level 33-degree Freemasons in Israel. And, you know, I have a whole video on that called the Masonic Lodge over Jerusalem.
And see, that's the point, is that it's levels above levels above levels, and these upper rooms, you have the Rothschilds installing Kirk Waldheim, who ran extermination camps, this is admitted, folks, in Serbia killing Jews. And then you've got him putting him in to run the UN. And then Arnold, who's best friends with him and campaigns for him, defends him, goes and meets with the same Rothschild. This is disgusting, and it needs to be exposed. Let's go back to the calls. Let's talk to Bill in Ohio. Thanks for holding, Bill.
How are you doing?
Good, sir. Go ahead.
I had a question that occurred to me when I heard you say Mr. Maher, Professor Mars had written the book on the RFID chips. I've heard a lot of people talking about these things, but I have not heard anyone mention what I'd really like to know is, how would you zap one of these things? How would you disable it if you had a product that you thought or that you pretty well knew had a pair of shoes with one of these things embedded in the sole or in the sidewall of a tire.
And they're tracker chips, for those that don't know, that are going to go in all products. They've got the papers with Homeland Security, meaning with Walmart, Target, Gillette, everybody to put in this beast system, as Tex described it 7 years ago in his book. Tex, how did you learn of RFID in 95 to write this book? That's just one chapter of your book. For the beast tracking grid, which they've now put in exactly as you said they would, how did you discover all that before, I mean, anybody else was talking about it? And are there ways to neutralize RFID?
Well, back as far back as 1983, I began to do research on biochips, you know, a combination of biology, genetics, and microchip technology, but the use of fleshly material as the medium. Way back in 83, these corporations were working on that along with the CIA and DARPA and other agencies. But as far as my book Project Lucid, LUCID, which I exposed back in 96, I got a clue on that, believe it or not, from a law enforcement journal called it comes out for the narcotics officers, you know, the DEA cops and so forth, and the FBI. And they accidentally let out at their headquarters information on this Project Lucid system that they said was designed by the year 2000 to go into place, and it would literally connect everybody with the computer system. And of course,
see,
that's
why it's so ridiculous to say we have a total information awareness network. Oh, Poindexter did it. When 5 years ago I saw the Austin American Statesman with DARPA putting in the cameras and microphones when this guy wasn't even in office.
That's right. Actually, Poindexter has been there for many years, and this is already in place. When they announced it just recently, of course, it was like a leak to the public, so that they could, you know, they knew there would be a little bit of damage. I understand Poindexter is resigning. But, hey, he's got many deputies. They're spending billions of dollars, and they have been. We thought they were trying to set up a missile defense system for the United States, and that was what all the money was going to DARPA for. But, in fact, they've been building a police state and spending billions of dollars to develop biochips.
And then they get conservatives to go, we deserve a missile defense, we deserve it. And really that funding goes to build a cage.
It builds the cage and the concentration camp system. Back to our caller's question, though, as to how to avoid this. There is a major problem here. You know, there have been a number. I've actually seen the pictures, the x-rays. They're increasingly finding the microchips that have been implanted in the brains of human beings. And these, a number of people have found these in their brains and have gone and had them removed. And so there are actually pictures. Robert Neslund over in Sweden had this happen to him, and he has been on a campaign for years to expose this. So we're talking about doctors and verification now that this is going on. Many years ago, a gentleman wrote to me from the state prison in New York, and his story was so compelling and yet so crazy back in 1987 that it was scarcely believable. He said that he had a flu, and he was taken away. He said usually they just gave him some medication, right? Cough syrup and such, down at the dispensary there at the prison. But this case, suddenly they grabbed him and said, "We've got to take you to the hospital." He said, "Well, what's wrong with me? I've just got a little sore throat." Well, he ended up with a brain operation and a scar, didn't know what it was until he began hearing voices and things in his head. And, of course, then he realized they had done something to him. Why give a guy a brain operation for a sore throat? And he wrote to me with this story, and it was so incredible, yet it was true. So they use a lot of prisoners, for example. And
well, that's even come out that they give them biologicals, test dioxins on them. I mean, it's just so much evil, Tex.
It is evil. In Sweden, Mr. Neslund, who's Swedish, found out that working with American authorities and doctors, that some Swedish doctors were cooperating, and the elderly were going into the hospital and were being given these RFID transplants. As to how we can find out about it, I think increasingly security experts are going to be able to debug people and find out if they've got chips in them. But, hey, they're having these chips. They're going to be in your shirt. You wear your shirt, and it's so tiny, it's going to be embedded
in. And then it came out. It got leaked. This is admitted, folks. Wall Street Journal, Walmart and others secretly meeting with Ridge, talking about how to neutralize us, how to stop us, how to get the control grid in. And then I was rereading Tex's book, written in 96, written in 95, published in 96, and it's describing this whole thing. And then I'm on the Army's own website in 2000, the Army War College. They say, quote, "By 2024, the Army's main job will be implanting the entire public with their own brain chips in a, quote, hive mind." Sydney Morning Herald wrote about it. So they plan to get us through terror into compact cities under their control, then have more attacks, get our numbers down, and then turn us into slave drones. This sounds insane. Tex, you talked about using nanotech as a military application. I've now got articles where they admit that they're going to breed special amoebas that can be put into water supplies to, quote, go in and neutralize troops on the other side. BBC, tiny tech to help big soldiers. They say it'll be in effect within 3 years. Our objective is to do this within 3 years. And it shows the new uniform. They're going to wear, text. It's a Darth Vader suit with the actual V, Darth Vader mouthpiece, and the whole mask. This is incredible.
Well, you know, somebody once asked a mass murderer why he did it. He said, "Because I could." And that sounds so incredible, because they can.
Well, it's like the old thing of going across the old African parable of the little gazelle comes up to the crocodile and says, "Would you carry me across and not eat me?" And he says, "Sure." And the gazelle says, "You promise?" He goes, "Yeah." So she gets on the back, and about halfway over, he turns around, bites her in the neck, and she says, "Well, you lied to me. Why'd you do that?" And he said, "Because I'm a crocodile."
I'm a crocodile. Well, going back to stories like that, they would like us to appease these monsters that are giving us a police state. Talking about the crocodile, you know, Winston Churchill once said that appeasement is hoping the crocodile eats you last. And he will, too. He'll eat you last, but don't expect to escape the crocodile. The point is we're in a real terrible situation here, but there is hope as long as we have free speech, because more and more people are coming over to our side. More communities, for example, are saying no to the Patriot Act.
It's over 400, and that's my next question. Ashcroft said there was no Patriot Act, too. Now he admits it. He said the first one didn't affect citizens. Now in official briefs, they admit it's for all crime. This guy's a liar, but nobody's going to confront him on it.
Well, that's right. Well, you know, the Justice Department has such power, and they're running afraid of Ashcroft. And I think he's a very cold man. Especially because he pretends to be a Christian. Anyone who pretends to be a Christian but is evil, I think, is especially evil. And, you know, the Bible even gives us a prior warning that the Antichrist himself will pretend to be a Christian and pretend to be holy and of Christ. It says that he appears to be the Lamb, it says in Revelation 13, but he has horns like the dragon. In other words, he has power like Satan, but he appears to be like the Lamb.
Absolutely. Let's take another call. Let's talk to Cheryl in Ohio. Thanks for holding, Cheryl. You're on the air with Tex Mars.
Thank you, gentlemen. This is what we would call, and I think, Tex, you would agree with this, in Revelation, these are not Jews. They are of the synagogue of Satan, okay? Those who call themselves Jews are not, but of the synagogue of Satan. And, Mr. Jones, I do want to say this. The night of the power outage, the night the lights went out in Ohio, I was listening to a repeat of your show that evening, and I want to pertain this to Mr. Gibson's film. The powers to be want to put a stop to this film because, A, it depicts the truth, the truth. It wasn't not just Jews alone, but it was all who sent Christ to the cross. But Christ, what did he do? Jesus denied himself. He knew that this was going to happen.
Let me stop you. That's what we're doing. That's what Tex said up front, is that he'd always been a supporter of what Israel is. Does that mean that when the Antichrist is there, we're supposed to follow the Antichrist? This is the point. We're exposing Adolf Hitler and saying he's bad. We're saying it's bad when an Israeli army bulldozer runs over a little Miss Corey and then backs back over laughing. We're saying it's wrong when the KGB kills somebody.
I'm a Hebrew throat Christian. I have been saved for 20 years. I know Jesus Christ is my personal Savior. He is my Messiah. I am of Jewish parents. I do want to say this, and this was a point that I wanted to bring out that I don't think nobody has. Did the powers to be and did the movie industry kick up their heels and kick and scream that when they committed the worst blasphemy that they could several years back, when the movie industry, Hollywood, put out the movie and blatantly lied in your face about Jesus Christ committing the act of adultery.
The Last Temptation of Christ. Oh, no, that was just fine. Any comments, Tex?
Well, I agree with our caller completely, and I'm so glad we have a Jewish Hebrew Christian here with us, and I like what she said. The Bible does warn of those that say they are Jews and are not, and are the synagogue of Satan, because a true Jew will believe in the Messiah of both Jews and Gentiles, which is Jesus Christ. Those are the true Jews
that are
circumcised in the heart.
And also, Jesus Christ, you cannot have Old Testament without New Testament, New Testament without the Old. Give any Jewish person, anybody, are they going to eat half a bagel or are they going to eat a whole bagel? Let's put the whole schmaltz on it.
Thank you for the call. Great point, Cheryl. Call back anytime. We're out of time. We'll take two final calls in the next segment with Tex. You're absolutely right. That's what we're pointing out here, is the hypocrisy.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkeley filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCM programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They are playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the day that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit the website at m2ktalk.com or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. That website again is m2ktalk.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
All right, my friends, our final segment. I got to have text on the 3 hours. I should do it sometime if he do it. I know he's so busy, though. Next, before we talk to Fred and Steve, our final callers, one more time, what's that toll-free number for folks that want to get your free newsletter?
Sure. To get the newsletter, just call toll-free 1-800-234-9673. We'd be delighted to send them a free copy.
That's 800-234-9673. And I'm going to announce this now. I haven't really talked about it. I'm launching a new newsletter, and I just found out how expensive it is to send this out to 5,000 people. And so Tex is doing a great job sending that out for free, folks, which we're going to try to do. We'll see how it goes. Let's talk to Fred in South Dakota. Fred, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
And we're on the subject of spirit and opportunity, the spirit of evil and the opportunity to do it, I would say. The truck bombing in Baghdad took the life, I got it just from the AP, of High Commissioner DeMello, and they claim that there's machine gun fire in the background. And this is the evening time in Baghdad right now. And opportunistically, they stated that there would be some sort of an attack in the United States within a year during all this going on the Fox News channel.
Yeah, and that's the globalist terrorizing, is the terrorists are going to get you, we're going to take your rights, and then Ashcroft's traipsing around going, give me your rights and the terrorists will get you. Then when they blow more stuff up, the government does, the false government, then they can say, see, we're fighting the terrorists. You better shut up now. By criticizing our laws, you aid the terrorists, Tex.
Yeah. Absolutely, and you know, it's like Big Brother's police state in 1984. They never were able to get to the bad guy. He was this shadowy creature.
Goldstein.
Yeah, Goldstein.
Goldstein.
And now we have Osama and Saddam, and they're out there somewhere. Who knows what they're going to do? They must be linked up with Al-Qaeda. Everything that happens now is Al-Qaeda. I'm sure that Kobe Bryant probably was a member of Al-Qaeda.
In 1984, exactly, when they didn't have power, it was Goldstein's fault.
That's true. Yeah, and so here, as I said, you know, I'm sure whoever killed Dennehy, the Baylor basketball player, probably was a member of Al-Qaeda. Everything that happens is Osama or Saddam, no doubt about it.
Well,
we've
got to
be afraid. We're all shaking in our boots.
It gives a person pause to wonder that, wait a minute, if you add all these facts together, you come up with a negative. It's
it's
well,
like...
it's simple. Ordered out of chaos. Thanks for the call. Great points,
okay.
Fred. Steve in Colorado. Last caller. You're our tail gunner. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hello, Alex, and hello, Tex.
Hi.
Alex, you had mentioned Barry Chamish. I guess there's a third pronunciation of his name for you, but you ought to have him on again because what you and both you and Tex can relate to is some very interesting new information that he's got about how the Vatican wants to internationalize Jerusalem.
Oh, yeah, that's the plan. New World Order, out of this crisis, and then they'll say support the New World Order. I mean, it's incredible.
Well, what I was going to say, or in particular, was they want to take Jerusalem out of the hands of the Jews, internationalize it, so that you can get there without any passport, was what Barry was saying. And that sounds to me like a fulfillment of the prophecy in Revelation.
Real quick, we're out of time. Thank you, Steve. Tex, any comments to that?
Yeah, Jerusalem is going to be the earthly world capital for the Antichrist. You read about that in Revelation 11, verse 9. Flat out says. In fact, it calls it Sodom and Egypt in the last days.
Wow. Well, Tex, thanks for coming on, and God bless you, sir. Take care.
Thank you, Alex. God bless you.
You bet. We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. Right here on the Genesis Network. Be sure to go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to get my new videos. Police State, Three Total Enslavement, Road to Tyranny. The new book, Order Out of Chaos, is an incredible book. I've published it, written by Paul Joseph Watson. 300-plus pages, only $19.95. Go to Infowars.com to get it. Or 888-253-3139. Don't wait. Get this new book. It is impressive. 888-253-3139. Spread the word about the show. Have a great day. Get out there and fight evils. God bless you. Take care.
Every cell of the body has a receptor site for our master hormone called growth hormone. The role of growth hormone is to instruct the cells to repair. This hormone is in the highest concentrations in the body.